Tenemos aquel piquete y andamos sin fulete. Si tú no tienes brillo, puede que te lo preste. No es que me la doy, así que no digo ya este. Como yo acepta Cristo para que te complete. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay desacato. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay arrebato. Así que dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven, dale, 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 ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. No te quedes, dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Bienvenido al party, party, party,
party, party, party. Ooh, yeah. Zabaraba sweet and dim. Ooh, we sounded like a young Luther Vandross up in here.
We started for
What's
real.
What's going on, okay. Family? Welcome to the CPO5 podcast, wherever you are, anywhere that you are. Go on, big up yourselves. Hey! We're back, 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 we're back. Welcome back to the CPO5 pod. My name is Sergio Nazir Chavez.
And my name is Francesca Chavez.
And we are the Chavez crew.
Yes.
Back with another episode. And we want to welcome you to a wonderful time, baby.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Today, I am feeling great. I'm feeling productive.
Hold on, we're missing that, man. We're acting like we just started this thing. Can you break down what this podcast is about? What is this podcast about?
I was going to do that, but then I figured you were going to ask me after.
You know,
but
I'm acting like... Mm-hmm.
If you are tuning in, this podcast is about family, marriage, love, relationships, ministry, and everything in between.
In between.
With a little, touches a little bit of everything.
So party animals, we call you affectionately... All of the viewers and the listeners from all over the world, we call you affectionately the party animals. You are officially a part of the CPC, the Chavez Party Crew. Come on, celebrate yourselves wherever you're listening to this. At home, at work, in your car, wherever you're tuning in from. Celebrate yourself. Make some noise, baby. Make some noise.
I did. I went like this.
One hand is for the...
I went like this.
So before we get started, we just want to invite you all to make sure to subscribe, whether you're listening to this on Spotify, you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you're listening on Podbean, which is another streaming platform, you're watching on YouTube, ask you to subscribe. I ask you to share this and let somebody know about this very wonderful, amazing, incredible podcast where we get into relationship, we get into marriage, we get into friendship, we get into, listen, every stage, love and ministry, we get into a little bit of everything.
You
enter our world. So we want to invite you to subscribe, to stay connected across all of our social media platforms. So
babe, tell them how they have to search us, though.
Searches.
Because if people just type CPO5, we don't come up as CPO5, right? They actually have to type in Chavez Party of and the number 5.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, and sometimes that's why people can't find us. Because we say CPO5, it's the short version.
The short for so, Chavez Party
of
5. Yeah,
but people actually type in CPO5 and nothing comes up. So they actually have to search us by Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z.
Yes.
Chavez Party.
Or Chavez.
Or Chavez.
Some people.
Party of. And then the number 5.
So when I'm with English speakers and then they ask, you know, wherever I am, what is your name? I go, Chavez.
I mean, you don't say that. When they see it on the piece of paper, they call you Chavez. Say, Mr. Chavez.
It's better than getting my whole name wrong, though.
That's true, because they get mine wrong all the time.
What do they get wrong?
Well, my maiden name, they always got wrong. Yeah. They added an L.
Phillips.
A D. An ABC.
It's Phipps.
It's just Phipps. But they would say Phillips, Philippine, Philippi. I don't know where there is no L. There was always an L
so
added.
I simplified your life.
You did.
Shout out to me.
You did.
I simplified your life.
Officially Francesca Chavez.
Chavez.
Yeah.
So we want to just welcome all of our family online. We thank God for you. We pray that as you're tuning in, that this podcast, this live stream, finds you well, blessed, and encouraged. And I hope that you have gone back to listen to prior episodes. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. If you're a returning listener, returning viewer, we also want to welcome you back. Thank you for staying connected with us.
Yes.
We had a couple weeks that we had to take off for various reasons. A lot of different things happening with our schedule.
Yeah.
But we're glad to be back. Of course, yes. we have episodes archived. So
yeah.
While you're listening and viewing this, you're not out of the schedule. But as far as recording, we have been out of our schedule. But we
only for a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
It hasn't been months and years like before.
That's true. That's better.
So we didn't give ourselves a pat on the back. We didn't quit.
We're not taking another 6 months off, man. Shout out to us.
We didn't quit.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
But babe, how are you feeling?
I feel amazing. Right now, I'm currently on about 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
I'm tracking it now. So if you see a lot of people, sometimes they see the jewelry and they think it's just fashion, but actually it's productive. So I'm tracking my sleep and my physical activity with a ring. Mm. So anyways, I'm not shouting them out because they don't sponsor me. But if you see this ring, I've been wanting to do a better job about tracking my sleep, tracking
your health,
my physical activity, my steps, calories, and all of that. So anyways, based on my tracker, it let me know that I'm about 4 hours in change of sleep. So it was pretty good. But other than that, physically, maybe a little more on the
tired side,
but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, feeling strong.
Yes.
Very encouraged. Mm-hmm. Especially, we were laughing before we came on to record, but we were talking about this past Friday, we had a corporate prayer vigil here in our church. Shout out to the greatest church family.
Yes. Yes.
Hope to me,
Center
I'm
in Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm biased. But the greatest church on this side of heaven.
Yes, yes.
So shout out to the Hope Center family, because we have viewers and people that listen from different places, different backgrounds. But just if this is your first time listening, yes, we are pastors. I know you're looking at me and wondering, he's the pastor? Why he wearing a hat and why he got all that in? Relax, don't worry. Yes, I am the lead pastor of the most incredible church on this side of heaven called Hope Center. My wife is the executive pastor. So anyways, we were here in our church and we had a corporate prayer vigil. So we were shut in and locked in here in our church praying all night. And it was much needed. Just hearing the testimonials, the reflections from many people that also attended. We had people, it was their first time, and they actually prayed with me till about 5 a.m. And, you know, obviously I've been conditioned in prayer and in fasting and in these spiritual disciplines in that way for years now. But to see new people in the church, rising leaders joining me, keeping up with me and staying, just seeking God till about 5 a.m., it was incredible. And and that prayer really strengthened me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. You were also here.
Yes.
So shout out to
you.
You also made it.
Yes, I did.
Shout out to you. I mean, I thought I almost lost you right around 3 a.m. I saw you go down.
The anointing.
I saw you go down acting like you were doing the Moses, like the prostrate before the presence of the Lord, but you were really
I was in Mount Sinai at that point.
You're about to go into the realm of dreams and visions.
Yes,
that's where you were going.
I was. Right about 3:30, I felt the unction just kind of lifted. Wasn't supporting me anymore. to keep me in prayer.
You're still strong in prayer.
I did. I was very, very proud.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing. So that was very encouraging. So my spirit is strengthened and getting ready for a very powerful, exciting, packed
second half of the year.
Yeah. And I really truly believe it's going to be the best half, and it's going to be amazing. And we're already thanking God for all of it.
Yeah.
And this podcast is really a sign of that too.
Yeah.
Because this is actually going to be released
during the
second half. So this is going to be one of the many beautiful things that are going to be happening,
mm-hmm.
exciting things and wonderful things that God is doing during the second half. So anyways, that's how I'm feeling. I'm long-winded. You know, I talk like how you shop at Target.
Okay, let's not go there.
You know, I talk like you shop at Target, but let's not go there.
Yeah, you can't shout them out.
Let me not.
They take too much of our money and don't give us enough back, so.
And there is some fire, too, right around this time.
Let's
not get into all of that. So,
but
you're good. You're doing well?
Yes. I am also with you on the tired side.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of late nights with reworking, reframing, restructuring that's taking place. But it's all exciting stuff, like you said. It's when you're doing work that you are passionate about and that you love, and most importantly, that the Holy Spirit is breathing on, your physical body may feel tired, but your spirit is willing and it's strengthened, and emotionally, you feel the joy in your spirit, and it, you know, contaminates your soul and your emotions in a positive way. So all of those things have kept me motivated.
Awesome.
Yes. So
what do you want to get into?
We got to get into it.
Yeah.
Well, on the right here, you know, we were talking about the power of confession and how that, I think for some in the body of Christ, I think the term confession is very misconstrued to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
More so, there's a lot of fear behind it. And, you know, so oftentimes people think they attach it, or when they hear the word, they attach it to guilt and to shame and to condemnation and all types of negative things. But the Word of God tells us that we should, within the body of Christ, we confess our sins to one another in confession.
James chapter 5, right around verse 16, I believe.
In confession, we find healing.
Yeah.
We find forgiveness. We find grace. And even in the season that we're currently in, with all that is currently taking place, I mean, there's different aspects of confession, but even you and I have had to have moments where we have had to come together to confess to one another how we're feeling about certain changes, as we evaluate ourselves and the things that God is calling us to change, or the paradigm shift that we're having to experience mentally. Even those have led us to our own moments of confession.
Yeah.
Whether that's in prayer or to one another, to release things that we can no longer take into the next season, you know, and really receive the grace of God for what is coming in this season. So there's a lot of power in confession, but I know that this is a topic that you've also really been hitting hard on in the last couple of weeks. So go ahead, take it away, babe.
The conversation, thank you, lovey. The conversation started on the way here. Like what we typically do, our process is, we don't necessarily go too deep into premeditating the topics. We like to have conversation on the way here and allow the Spirit to really lead us before we begin to share. Because when you just speak from the heart, and especially led by God's Spirit, that's what brings impact and effect in people's lives. So I was mentioning to you, just piggybacking, that lately what I'm sensing God doing is a lot of healing is taking place. A lot of healing is needing to take place within many, many people's lives. And what I'm finding is these are people that love God, pray, fast, serve, give, but are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so last week I was led to begin to really dig into this topic. It really began me talking about God's grace, and really breaking down that grace is unmerited favor. Grace and mercy go hand in hand.
Yeah,
they work in tandem, two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. But there's certain aspects that are different because mercy is withholding a punishment you deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about grace is not only does it withhold the punishment, but it actually adds to you. And that's the difference, that grace goes above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only does it remove the punishment, but it also removes the mark and the stain and adds to you and actually qualifies you for something that you didn't deserve before.
Mm.
So in the conversation of grace, how everything that we ought to do in Christ is only by his grace.
Yeah.
In that conversation, it led me to break down that what we don't realize oftentimes is that grace, God's grace,
yeah,
is found in people.
Yeah.
And we can miss God because his grace is disguised in a human being.
Mm.
This is why the cross is both vertical and horizontal.
Yeah.
Because we were always supposed to have a direct line to him, but also a direct line to those
people
around us.
Yeah.
And we've gotten, let's not even go there. I was going to say we've gotten this part right, but the reality is we haven't even gotten this right.
We still don't. Yeah.
Much less this right. Because the reality is we can't love a God that we don't see when we can't love people that we do see.
Right, right.
We can't hear from God that we don't see, who is not physically in a body now.
Right.
We know that the Lord Jesus came and took on flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Holy Spirit is dwelling in our heart, so he's not in a physical body. But we can't hear from him, a God that we don't see, if we can't hear one another.
Right, right.
And I know people are thinking, and especially, listen, for the people that are skeptic and non-believer but are listening, because you know we get into relationship, just hold on tight. Just stick with us. I know
we
that you're like, man, I didn't come for all that. Just be patient. This is all connected because this is still connected to relationship. What I've discovered in our relationship is that I have found answer, solution. What I've encountered is grace by leaning into you and vice versa. By you leaning into me. A lot of time we're praying for answers, not realizing that the answer is in your spouse.
Yeah.
And I know you're looking at them with the eyes of a husband or a wife, but not realizing that not only are they there to be a lifetime partner, a companion, a friend, but to also embody grace.
Yeah.
To strengthen you, to encourage you. And going back to how we started in James, I believe it's chapter 5, verse 16, it says to confess your sins to one another.
Mm-hmm.
We understand confession to God.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that one, or at least.
We understand that.
We
part.
Understand confession to God.
Because even that is hard for people.
Yeah.
It's very, like, even during the time of prayer, when Jesus, you know, had that as part of the Lord's Prayer, but he says, you know, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who also have sinned against us. And that part, even for people, is hard because they pray the prayer just like that.
Mm.
Versus actually confessing what the sin is.
Yeah.
And obviously we've talked about there are sins of commission and sins of omission. So there are things that you know, and then there's things that you don't know. But the things that you do know, like say it. There's yeah. power in just speaking it and just confessing it. I have failed in this area, and I recognize that I need your grace to fill in the gap.
Yeah.
Your grace to sustain me. Your grace to help me overcome it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's all I want to add.
But yeah, it says that confess your sins to one another. And that's very powerful, because then it goes on to say in the same verse that that confession will bring healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
and
you may be healed.
I have a saying that your confession will lead to your progression.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time when people say they're stuck in their marriage, they're stuck in their relationship, they're stuck in their personal lives, is the reason there's not an advancement, there's not a progression, is because one of our toughest battles is admitting I am stuck. The toughest battle is admitting I need help.
Mm-hmm.
The toughest thing is admitting our faults and our failures, because again, we've been conditioned to believe confession is weakness,
mm-hmm.
or confession will bring guilt, shame, and condemnation.
Right.
It will bring punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But I was teaching last week, and I believe it's a good conversation for us to have in the context of relationship, to change the mindset
mm-hmm.
in regards to confession.
Yeah.
To change the paradigm in connection to confession and understanding confession is not weakness.
Yeah.
Confession does not equate to punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Confession actually leads to progression.
Right.
The Bible says that it actually leads to my healing, because you can never heal from the things you don't reveal.
Right.
If things are concealed, in other words, they're hidden,
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to progress. You won't be able to advance. You won't be able to heal. And many relationships suffer unnecessarily, because one party or the other or both at the same time
mm-hmm.
are not willing to admit what is actually going on.
Right.
And we find that strengths impress one another.
Mm-hmm.
But it is in our vulnerability that we connect to one another.
Right, right.
And I found that what has brought us together were the moments where it seemed that we were most broken.
Mm-hmm.
But we leaned into God's grace, whether it be through prayer and seeking God and crying out to God, but also in seeking God's grace through each other.
Right.
And
right.
I think I have too many moments in mind and memories
yeah.
of us throughout the years mm-hmm. where God's grace, His presence, His strength, His healing came to
mm-hmm.
me by just being honest with you.
Yeah. I will agree with that, because I have found that when I've come before the Lord with certain things in my heart that I might have been harboring or things that have affected me to some degree, I come, you know, I have my own motive and my own agenda. So I come to the Lord because my prayer in my heart is, show him that he's wrong, right? Like, this is the situation. This is what's happening. Like, I'm confessing to you what's taking place. But as I begin to also confess the issues of my heart, it actually makes me realize, wow, I am just as broken. And if I am pleading for God to show me mercy, to forgive me, to extend grace to me in this state of brokenness, it opens my eyes to then say, why would I not do the same for my partner?
Yeah.
And I do think that is one of the most powerful things of confession, and that in that, as we do confess to one another the pains, the areas of weakness, and we become vulnerable, it allows us to see how much grace we need for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in turn, it becomes harder to keep pointing the finger
wow.
at everybody else.
Yeah.
It's easy to point the finger at everybody when you're not looking at yourself.
Correct.
You know, when it's just like you, they got to get it right. They got to get together, you know. But when you have to sit down and have a face-to-face conversation like the one I'm having here with you, whether it's with God or it's with other people, right? The vertical or the horizontal relationship. Now the issues of your heart are being revealed. Mm. And it makes you realize, okay, who am I
right.
to now be pointing the finger? When in reality, the issues they're dealing with, I'm also dealing with, they may be packaged differently or painted differently, but at the core or the root, oftentimes they're the same thing.
Yeah.
And I do believe that if people began to practice confession more, there would be more forgiveness. There would be more grace and mercy that's demonstrated even among the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And which really is where it needs to begin. Mm-hmm. It's here. And we can't show it in the body of Christ if we don't start at the core level, which is the family.
At home.
It's here. It's mm-hmm. at home. It's in the marriage. It's with your children. The unit that God has given you to steward and to steward well. Mm-hmm. So for us, I mean, I think we're at a point in our relationship where it's like if something needs to be said, we're saying it. Yeah. I mean, we're still very mindful of like the time, the space, the context. You know, we don't just say things just to say, this is how I'm feeling, so I'm just gonna say it. You know, but we don't let time pass by. We do like to have, we make room for moments to confess. And in that, yeah, I like you said, I can think of many times when I have found healing in just confessing to you what I have felt. For me, the biggest one that comes to my mind, and I want to say I've alluded to this in previous podcasts mm-hmm. before, but the biggest one that came to my mind was the one when I had my first baby, Kalea.
She's so good, by the way.
Why? That's the one you were going to talk
yeah,
about?
You know, just before, yeah, I was going to bring up.
Yeah, that for me was the biggest one.
Yeah, that was a defining mm-hmm. moment.
It was. Yeah. And I had been in my heart harboring for a very long time how I felt. I mean, I loved my child, but to say out loud, I don't want to be a mother right now. Like, I don't think yeah. I don't think I'm a good mother. Yeah. She'd be better off with somebody else. Or this one, the one that was the most painful for me to say then was, I feel like she's a burden to me. Right. I feel like I can do nothing anymore. Like my entire life has come to a halt because of her. Yeah. It's how I felt in the moment. Whether or not those things were true is another point, but I needed to confess what I was feeling
yeah.
so that I could be confronted.
Yeah, because you were deteriorating
yeah.
internally,
yeah.
inside.
Yeah.
You know,
it was eating me up,
yeah.
but the confession is what led to the confrontation.
Yeah.
So you were able to then, like you said, the Lord used you. You were his touch point for me of grace
wow.
and of love and of mercy at that moment, because you said to me, your feelings are valid. I understand. And I can see why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. However, this child is not a burden. Mm. She is an inheritance of the Lord. She is a gift of God. So you spoke truth into what I was feeling.
Right.
It was, I understand this is how you're feeling, but now let me confront that with the truth so that you can begin to heal in your mind, that the strongholds that were in my mind could begin to be torn down by the truth of God's word. And so once I was confronted with the truth of God's word, then the opportunity also, now that I had opened up about it, then it even gave you an opportunity to say, how can I help you?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have known that there was a need for you to help if I had just kept it to myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that one for me is the one that stands out the most, because I held it in for so long that, I mean, I think it was like over a year, and it was the shame and the guilt of how dare I even say this out loud to anybody. Right. I couldn't even pray to God about it.
Right.
Even in my heart, I couldn't even mumble. And yes, the Spirit of God searches the heart and the mind of man. Like, he knows what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But even with that, there was too much shame and guilt for me to even say truthfully, God, this is the reality of my situation. Yeah. But I reached my breaking point.
What's going on, family? Sergio Nazir of the CPO5 podcast here to thank you for watching this episode. Hey, come back next week for more. There is more next week. So stay connected. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to comment below. Let us know where you're connecting from and how this blessed you. And make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you will be notified every time a new episode is loaded. I thank God for you on behalf of the CPO5 crew. Party animals, we love you. We thank God for you.